Hello and welcome to a new episode. We are so happy that you are tuning in and hope that you're ready for some good vibes and inspiration today.
Thank you for tuning in. We're super excited. It's the fifth season of our podcast, which is almost unbelievable to me. Or, I mean, of course I believe it and I love it, but it's just super fun and I wasn't expecting this when we started out.
What did we expect when we started out? It's how many years ago? I remember we were in Greece and all of a sudden we were like, we are going to start a podcast. And then I think we did the week after in true Anette and Susanne style.
Probably, yeah. We started recording at home in Oslo and our intention was to share experiences that we have had because we knew it was going to be valuable for at least some people. That's what we thought. We thought like, okay, if we have gotten through some of these challenges, then they're probably someone we know that is struggling with the same thing. So why not share?
Yes, and we had so much that we wanted to share that we just couldn't convey via Instagram.
Yeah.
A photo was enough, the text was enough. We had so much on our hearts, basically. And we were so curious about so many people. And yeah, wow, it's been such a cool journey. And if it's the first time you're listening today, warmly welcome. My name is Anette, and Suzanne is my sister, and together we have founded Radical Broccoli, which is, I would say, universe, where literally it's just us sharing from our hearts on wanting to inspire you to take better care of yourself, the planet, and to really follow your dreams, because ultimately, that's why we are here. That is what is going to make us happy and content and want to spread joy around in the world. And the older I get and the more I travel and the more I see the world, the more important I feel like that is.
Yeah. Yeah, because we know how it is to feel really unfulfilled and really shitty in our lives. Both physically, mentally, emotionally, everything at once. We've been there.
We have been there.
And that's from that, we chose something different. We just knew that there had to be another way.
Yeah.
There has to be a way you can feel like you're having fun, like you're free, like you're working with something you love. You have people around you that you love. You live in a place you love. You have clothes that you love. Products. And like, the world is more of a playground than anything else. And growing older, the more spiritual lessons I get, the more 3D world lessons that I get, that's what I always come back to, is that the huge purpose in my life is really to explore everything that's available for me. And so we want to learn to create consciously, to grow in a sustainable way, inside out, and yeah, that's what we're sharing in this podcast and on all of our platforms.
And season 5, specifically, we wanted to tap in on how we are all really powerful creators and to remind you, to remind us that of that and how it shows up so differently for everyone and how it is so important to get to know ourselves to find our unique potentials. And that is why we're bringing in, I mean, I'm so excited for these interviews, some people that I've admired for such a long time, who have all created things out of nothing and inspired people. And but just in wildly different ways, because we're all so different. So it's not like a one-size-fits-all thing. But that's what's so incredibly inspiring. And how do you know that something is for you? It resonates. That's how you know.
Yeah.
So today it is an episode with me and Suze, and we have a topic that we have touched upon it previously because it's a huge part of our lives, but it has really come up so strongly lately that we feel like this is something we want to talk more about, also because it applies to everyone, I think,
yeah,
in our lives. So the topic of today is how to balance it all. And we will, of course, talk from the perspective of being entrepreneurs. But it will apply for you if you're balancing school and family life, school and work, if you're balancing having a company while trying to, have a private life, personal life, you know? How do we balance things and not get, you know, overwhelmed or ill? Because you can work. We have both worked ourselves to burnouts so many times. And how do you truly stay happy without having reached your goals? How do you continue to feel inspired even when, you know, you can't see that things are actually working out for you? How do you fucking know that you're on the right path?
Yeah.
When things seem to go so wrong? That is what we want to talk about today.
And how do you accept the fact that you create it all when things go to shit? Because with that power comes such a massive responsibility that we have to be willing to take, kind of no matter how it goes. So that's the investigation we're going to do today.
Yeah.
And we hope that it resonates, that it triggers something in you, that it awakens and enlivens something in you, and that you feel like, today I'm going to make a freaking change in my life that's going to make my life better. Big or small, this episode is for that. That's our hope, our dream, our intention for this episode.
Yeah. Are you ready?
Yeah.
So, the reason that we want to talk about this,
yeah,
is that we're currently going through a bit of a phase. And we've been in this game for some years now. But we are far from, you know, knowing it all. Very far from. Which I'm glad, because that would be, you know, the end? I don't know. But we have been through phases before where we just feel like, fuck, things are not working right now. And we just get into the masculine. We get into the doing. We get into the brain. And we start overanalyzing, thinking, trying to find out where it's going wrong. What can we do better? And right now, nothing is going wrong. Like, everything is flowing. But it's just that we have really huge expectations for ourselves.
Yeah.
Which and I think is a good thing.
Yeah, and also, the goals we have set are very ambitious. And when we're not reaching them, it feels kind of bad. But then again, is it good to set that ambitious goals?
It's such a valid question. I saw this quote on Instagram, like, not everyone has to build an empire, like, build a nice day. And it just, you know, we're, even in this area of setting huge goals, like, you and I were brought up in the same family, but we have parents who are very high achievers.
Yeah.
And they're incredible. And they have made it so well in what they do. And they just wanted the best for us, but it was always like the best or nothing kind of attitude.
Yeah.
Which I'm really, like, I'm happy for, because I've accomplished and been able to do a lot of things. But the other side of that coin is pushing yourself, not feeling good enough before you're, like, really reaching these high goals. And after that high goal, there's just another goal. And I didn't really think that I was like that, because of the blessing of being lazy. Not lazy, but, you know.
Relaxed.
Relaxed and just, like, a bit more chill. But there's some thing in me that knows that there's more. And I think that is from me. That is from me knowing my potential.
Yeah.
And me knowing that, like, if I just make a change within, it can happen. And that is what bugs me, because I know, and then I don't understand why it's not working.
That is such an important point. That's the first takeaway from this episode. Right now, right here, is to distinguish, where do your goals come from? Is it external noise? Is it comparison? Is it parents? Is it someone you want to impress? Is it some outside force? Or is it something deep, deep within you? And you will know the answer to this question. If you really, honestly, look inside.
Yeah.
And the comparison game. Oh my god, it is huge. with the social media age, we can look for 3 seconds on the Instagram app or TikTok and feel like we're not good enough. How do you deal with that?
Badly. No, just kidding. That would be a great episode.
Yeah.
Yes, comparison is the killer of all creativity. But it's so human, so let's not pretend it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Because I do it all the time. And just, as you say, going on Instagram, and especially I have people that I really admire, that I follow, and for me, I'm always trying to ask myself, like, is it, like, how do I feel? Do I feel like I'm not good enough, or do I feel inspired and, like, wow, they're making me feel so expanded, and, like, that is my potential, that's where I want to go.
Mm.
And I think that's two very different types of comparison. And one that feels inspiring and motivating and making me, like fire.
Mm.
And the other, making me feel like nothing is good enough.
Yeah. And I feel like that's the next important point in this episode is going to be distinguishing those two. And it's funny because those two reactions can happen at the same time with the same person.
Yeah.
And I feel this a lot. Sometimes this specific person that I'm thinking about right now inspires me so much. And I feel like I want to create like her. I want to like really unlock my potential like I feel like she does. Other times I cannot watch her things because I feel so less than. So I think what I do then is to know when to kind of indulge and when to not. When I feel really triggered, I both log off social media, but I also acknowledge that feeling inside me. I don't try to shut it down, to say that it's not there, to hide it, to avoid it or anything, but I'm not gonna like bathe in it, basically. And when I feel inspired, I also want to just get a tiny little dose, because yeah, I'm not a big scroller, and that's consciously because I know that it affects me so much. So I try to really limit what I take in of other people's stuff, because that's the only way that I know how to feel authentic and to create from what's really, really me.
Mm. Yeah, and that's also like a big reminder when you start comparing yourself, because we're all so different, so you can't be anybody else.
Mm.
And you wouldn't want to be, because how are you going to find your... Like, you're going to have success with what's meant for you. And if you try to be someone else, that's going to be like a bad recipe, like it won't work.
Mm.
So that's a really, really good thing to remember.
Yeah, and here is a question for you on exactly that, because lately, we've also been talking a lot about, you know, Instagram, the algorithm, how to do it, how does it work the best way, how does it respond the best way, how do other people do it, and how do you, in that specific example, balance it out with what's, like, uniquely you, but you also want to go on the algorithm train?
Yeah. Oh, I know with myself when I'm in a really good flow, and I think what annoys me is when I'm not in that place with me.
Yeah.
And that's when I get hard on myself. I'm like, oh, I know I can be better. So and I know, like, when I'm content with the content I'm creating, that's really like a huge feeling for me, and that makes me so happy.
Hmm.
But when I'm not, I can then everything feels bad.
Yeah. But what about the times when you feel like you've created something so authentic, so beautiful, and it doesn't tick all the number boxes?
Yeah, it actually really feels bad still. Mm. And we've talked about it so much, I feel, because we're like really trying to detach from numbers. But I would lie if I said like, oh no, it doesn't matter at all. Like, of course it does. When you pour your heart into something, you want to see it grow.
Yeah.
But again, you have to detach. Because yeah. It's like, I want to say the Matrix, but it's like, what is success? You have to start asking for yourself. But I also think it's hard because, one, you can say, you know, that is not success for me. I define it differently. But at the same time, I want to I want to experience everything. Like, there's something within me that wants to experience everything. Good.
Yeah. Not including that. Material. Numbers.
It's success. Including material success. And I think that's super important to say. Because that's, like, the physical manifestation of things.
Yeah.
And I want to see myself, like, do it. Because then I can also show to others exactly how to do it. Mm. And... yeah, so I'm still, you know, every day almost the last month I've been like, should we give up on that or no? Mm. Should we do this or no? Like, it's been so giving me such a huge headache.
Yeah.
And making me feel so not good enough. So yeah, it's really hard.
Mm. But what do you then do when you create and create and then you hit kind of a rut? What is your go-to recipe?
Then... for me and us, because, you know, we work together, we know, like, right now that it's almost like something has to die.
Yeah.
And I know that sounds very morbid, it's like a version of us, or it's like something has to go right now. And I don't know if it's us trying to be something that we were and that we're not looking at the future or focusing at the wrong thing or... but it's just like when things feel like this, it's like... it's either before something goes really good or before we have this huge aha, like this has to go.
Yeah.
And it's a painful place to be.
Yeah.
Because it's unsettling and you wake up every day and you don't feel satisfied and you feel like there's something like... ugh. Something's not working.
Yeah. It's like dragging dead weight behind.
Yeah.
And you don't know what it is, so you don't know where to cut the ropes of the anchor, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Good description.
And so that takes us actually to, I don't know, I'm pointing out our points in numbers today, but it felt very important. Point number three was to actually acknowledge if you want material success, be honest about it.
Mm.
But also find the right balance point between your authentic creation and what is needed in the material world.
Mm.
And then point number four is seeing a rut as an opportunity to change.
Mm.
And investigating what is it that needs to go? Where are you holding yourself back for?
Mm.
Most likely for someone else.
Yeah.
Trying to please someone, trying to fit in, trying to do the quote-unquote right thing. Because if we just unlock and free ourselves, I think it's, yeah. I mean, our potential is unlimited.
Mm.
And that goes for everyone.
Yeah.
We just, it's a process.
Yeah, and I know that whenever we're in this phase, it's because we also focus on everything that doesn't go the way we want, instead of focusing on how extremely well everything else is going.
Yeah.
And like, the level of, the membership, I mean, there's just so many people and the feedback that, you know, I cry when I read it.
Yeah.
So, it's like a part of the human brain, I think, that if you allow it to run wild, it will never be satisfied.
Yeah. It's this type of adaption, I think it's called hedonistic adaption, where you will always adapt to the new level of you.
Mm.
And if you don't consciously decide to be grateful, to see what you have created, to see what you have changed, to see the next level of you, you will always adapt and feel like it's not good enough.
Mm.
I mean, watch the pro surfers in the world. They, if they don't focus on what they have already achieved, they will still feel like they're not good enough if they're the second best in the world. They're not good enough because they're not number one. And if they are number one, they're not good enough because they didn't win twice or three times, you know?
Yeah.
That's how our brain works. And you can see that in any sport, in any kind of people who do really, really well.
Mm.
It's like a thing you have to decide to look at.
Just today, I had the best wave of my entire life.
Woo!
One left and one right.
Amazing.
And I was saying to you, I was like, oh, I'm going to cherish this feeling right now because it's just going to last until the next session.
Yeah. I think you're going to remember that one longer, though.
Yeah, I really am. It was the best wave of my life. I'm glad we got that on podcast. But
yeah, and that takes us to the next point, because we're going to talk about balance today and how do we balance How do you balance, let's call it more of a schedule or a day-to-day life? What is your focus in order to feel your best and create your best at work?
This week's episode is sponsored by the Radical Broccoli membership. This week we have some events that you just don't want to miss out on. They are so incredible and I'm beyond excited. The first thing I want to talk about is what's happening the 14th of June at 7 Oslo time. We are having the first possibility for Norwegians to attend a COP class online. It is going to be such a good event. Yeah. And if you've never heard of COP before, it stands for Kundalini Awakening Process. And personally, we have attended this in Costa Rica, and it was so life-changing. I can't even explain everything that happened, but for me, I experienced what true love feels like for the first time in that session. And my body, wow, it was so wild to see it dance the way it did. And if you ever doubted, you know, energy or that there's more out there, please, please come to this class because you will be so happy. You will be so freaking happy.
So the class is going to be facilitated by the fantastic COP facilitators Mathilda Ritzen and Julia Berg from Sweden. And Mathilda guested our podcast last week. And if you haven't heard the episode yet, she talks about her process with COP, what it actually is, that it's a transmission of the Kundalini energy and non-duality energy, which is the feeling of oneness with everything. So they say that the COP sessions give you what you need then and there. My first COP session, I got furious, angry. I felt like I want to tear something down, and I was not expecting that, but I needed that. After that, after that big release of anger, I felt amazing. The second time, as you just mentioned, bliss, oneness, pure love, seeing colors. My body was moving without me doing anything. And I unblocked something within my root chakra that I've never been able to unblock before. So it changed my body physically as well.
So what will happen in this class is unique for everybody. And the fun thing is what happens after the class. Like, what happens in your life? What happens when you have awakened the Kundalini within you? So I'm just highly, highly, highly recommend to just jump on this and join. It is such a good opportunity and it will affect your life positively. Please join. I cannot recommend it enough. Also in our membership this month, we have a fantastic session with Maria Gulset, a beautiful life coach, spiritual coach, and yoga teacher and model. And she is going to teach us how to embody our worth. And that is such a... I mean, that is like the key to everything. Embodying means really feeling it. It's not only like thinking positive, but it's like really embodying it, feeling, how do I even describe it, like, you are it, you are the worth. And she will give us some great tools on how we can approach this. We will also have some really cool sessions with me and Suze. We are going to have a card reading session with the Spirit Animal Cards, and they are so freaking accurate. I can't wait to have this class, and we have some special things planned. And also every single month we have a group mentoring where all the members can ask questions and we basically have 1 hour of free coaching and everybody shares really from their heart and we always, always have a topic that resonates with everybody. And I think that's the cool thing about these group things, that everybody shares the same vibe when they come in. We also have our own session on embodiment where Suze takes us through dance and to understand how we can release emotions so they don't get stuck in the body and cause disease and other things. And yeah, wow, what a month. So it's all about exactly the same as the podcast, learning to unlock your true potential. And in July, we're going to move more into wellness and health, which I'm also really excited for. I can already give you a little sneak peek that we're going to have some vegan cooking demos. And it's not only for people who eat plant-based, but we want to inspire you to eat delicious things. So if you're curious about the membership, you can also try a free 10-day trial. This is for everything except the cup class that is paid for everybody, also members. And you will get access to everything that lays within the membership, which is a unique opportunity. And of course, you're going to see how amazing it is and join us, I'm sure of it. So we're so happy to welcome you, and really, this membership is created to keep you inspired, to keep you going, to keep you getting to where you want to be and like unlocking yourself, manifesting, living your best life. Do it for a future you. That's literally things I've been doing lately. It's like I'm back on drinking celery juice, for example. It's boring to juice, but every morning I'm like, no, I'm doing it for myself tomorrow because I'll be so happy tomorrow that I did it. I'm doing it for me in 2 weeks because I will be so happy I did it. It's the same, like, attend something you're curious about. Do something that's outside your comfort zone, and you will be so happy. It's nothing that I learned more about than doing things that I've never tried before. And that's what makes me feel so fulfilled. So we're just here to welcome you to join us, and we can't wait to see your face.
Mm. And we also have a community group, a WhatsApp group, and we have a community page on Kajabi, which I think is what ties everything so nicely together. You are not alone in your growth, in your process, in your spiritual journey, in your self-development journey, in your health journey. We are doing this together.
So I think what has been really interesting is that we've both been in Costa Rica for, I mean, I was there for so long, 8 months, you were for 4.
Mm.
And now we're kind of back in Portugal, where we had a very certain type of life, and we were very structured in work, and like everything was so organized because we spent a lot of time organizing, you know, and we kind of had this baseline.
Yeah.
And it's very interesting, like now we're back here, and I feel like we almost came into this serious mode. Like now we're gonna get everything in the business on track, and now everything is gonna go this and this way. It got, for me at least, more serious and more like mundane in a way. More, I don't know, I don't want to use the word boring, but more, yeah, I just wanted to get more organized and structured at everything. And that also pushed me very much into my masculine.
Mm.
It didn't push me, I pushed myself. I'm not going to sound like a victim here. And for me, when I get too much into the masculine, it's like, which is how I used to live. I remember this.
Yeah.
Like, always having a to-do list, like not going to bed before you have, you know, oh, but I need to clean that room, and I really, like, it's been such a while since I was in this kind of mood, but the last week I have been, because it's like, I just want to get so organized, because, you know, living in the jungle, it was a lot of things that was hard to organize, like my clothes here, for example.
Yeah.
So, and that can easily bring me into a place of nothing ever being good enough.
I think it's very interesting that you say that, because actually when we were in Costa Rica, we worked from 9 to 5. We set such a fixed schedule, and yeah, we put in the hours every single day.
Mm.
And ever since we've been back here, we haven't.
Mm.
Been so much more floating.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I feel the opposite.
So it's interesting that you say that, because it actually, in the physical sense of it, it's the opposite way.
Yeah.
But in your feeling of it, it's probably the other way around.
Yeah.
So then you also know, okay, it's an energy. Mm. It's a feeling.
Mm. Yeah, and it's probably, you know, what I connect to Portugal. Maybe it's because, like, you know, memories. You have to let that old things go, but it's, yeah, it's such a big transition for me.
Mm.
And yeah, it's been a little rough. Because when I get into this mode, I also don't have so much fun. Mm. And it's in the fun that I excel and have the best of me.
Okay, but now knowing that, what are you going to change?
So one thing that I love about working together with you is it's good surfing conditions, let's go.
Yes.
So we always prioritize, for example, surfing.
Yeah.
Because like being in the ocean for 1 hour, we come up with such good energy most of the time. And it just changes, like we can create so much better after that. And we know with ourselves, like we will put in the hours. We are pretty disciplined.
Yeah.
And I think that for me, it's also been a lot to do with economy, because I spent so much money in Costa Rica, and now I'm like really trying to balance it out in a way, and kind of I know I can't spend so much. And for me, that's like, I don't know, I don't really know how to handle it, because I want to expand so much. I want to like have new clothes, and you know, it's kind of like the putting the brakes on myself. So I'm trying to be creative there. Of course, you don't have, like, you can have vintage clothes, and that's amazing.
Yeah.
So how do you like feel this abundant without spending so much?
And that's, how do you keep a budget without feeling restricted?
Yeah, that's something I'm trying to figure out. Yeah, so it's just, I don't know, I haven't felt so good here, but it can all change. And what about you? How do you handle sort of being in this place of a rut, let's call it that?
Yesterday I had a mini breakdown, because I felt like we are doing so much work all the time. Everything we do is focused on creating and giving and developing and offering. And I know that's part of my core energy, is exactly that pattern of feeling like I overgive and not getting anything back. So it's such a huge learning for me on so many dimensions. And firstly, how I deal with it is actually allowing that feeling to come up. And I was telling my boyfriend this yesterday, and all of a sudden I started to cry, and I didn't know that I was feeling sad even. And then, wow, just like opening up that feeling, letting it flow through, letting it process. That is my step one always. And then it's about getting practical, as we were talking about. What changes do we need to make? How can we consciously create in a new way? And I think for us, our relationship together and having fun together is really, really important, which is why we're going to prioritize that. And we know that we need that, so that's a big focus. At the same time as we need to find a great balance with free time, like separate time, fun time. I think this is something that everyone deals with. How do you divide your time with a lot of different people, a lot of different tasks, a lot of different hobbies, dreams, hopes, goals, everything? But what we always come back to is our energy, knowing ourselves, knowing what kind of things to do that makes us feel good. And I start every day tuning in with myself. A little morning session, it could be everything from half an hour to an hour, I guess. Doing things that fill up my soul, my heart, my inspiration, my body with energy before I start working. I never ever start in a grumpy mood, or like stumbling into the office too tired, or... And I think I'm going to applaud us on that. We're so good at that part, setting ourselves up for an amazing day. Mm. We do that every day. And I think it sets our baseline higher for anything challenging that comes towards us.
Truth.
And of course, energy is going to dip and flow, and like, especially with, for me, with a lot of emails or a lot of talking with a lot of people about tricky subjects, a lot of challenges, then it dips and dips and dips, and then I need a reboot. So I need to take a break, and I'm really bad at taking breaks, but I'm gonna get better. And jumping in the ocean is always a good solution for anything. But even if you don't have an ocean near you, going outside, no matter the weather, getting into mama nature and connecting, wow, change.
Yeah, and just go out, and then you're reminded, like, det er ikke så farlig.
Yeah.
It's like, it doesn't matter. Like, just surrender and just be like, oh my god, what am I stressing for? You know? Yeah. We'll figure it out.
And wow, is nature a reminder of the flow of life uneffortlessly? I mean, wild flowers and things grow through the concrete asphalt. They just do it. It's not like, how am I going to do it? I need to work harder. I need to push through. It just flows. And we are part of that energy.
Yes. So I think that's our best tips. If you feel very, like, rutty.
Rutty.
Do more of what you love.
Huge tip, which we have talked about on Instagram, I think, and in our membership a lot, is that people come to us so much with energy deficiency, like feeling so tired all the time, never feeling inspired, too little energy. And honestly, I think 50% of the times, or maybe 90 or somewhere in between, it's because people are not doing anything they like. People are doing only tasks that they feel like they have to do.
Mm.
And that's gonna, day by day, suck the life force energy out of you.
Yeah, like, take it seriously.
Yeah, and I mean, suck the energy out of you. You're gonna get sick. It is not worth it. Please start filling your life with things that you love.
Mm.
It's one life in this incarnation, in this body. It's not worth it going to a job that you don't like. Be honest with yourself. If you don't like it, don't be scared to make the change. It's gonna be better for you to change the freaking things that you don't like in your life.
Mm.
Whether that is your house, your relationship, your job, have courage, do it for yourself, do it, if it helps you, for your own health. Because feeling miserable over time leads to anxiety, depression, diseases, all sorts of things that we do not want to manifest in our life.
But it can actually be good, because when you reach rock bottom, for example, with having anxiety or a depression, then you'll just, you have nothing to lose. So that's what happened to us. We were like, there's nothing worth this. Let's just fucking go. Yeah. And then I think, you know, every day we meet people who are sort of entrepreneurs or living these inspiring lifestyles. So surround yourself also with people who inspire you, and environments, like people with good energy who lift you up, who are kind. And that's also just something that's so important for me, at least, having community.
Mm.
And I know that gives me a lot of energy.
Yeah. And I think it's natural, it's cyclical to go through dips and breakthroughs and dips and breakthroughs. And in some, like, some energetic work, they call it a shamanic death. And a shamanic death happens before you up-level and shift to a new version of you. It's like losing your shifting skin.
Mm.
They do that in the animal kingdom, and I think we do it on some way of our energy bodies that we can't see.
Yeah.
And that's maybe sometimes when we get sick, or when we get fired, or like broken up with, stuff like that, that really tries to whip us. But it can also be a consequence of our own poor choices.
Yeah. Most likely it's a consequence of our actions.
Yeah.
For example, doing something you hate day in and day out, it will have consequences. It is a choice that we make, and we have the responsibility for it.
Mm.
Which is a hard truth. Hard to hear, but also so good, because we are the ones who can make the change, and we can start creating positive karma for ourselves by taking positive changes, positive action. And for everything you do, like, from the heart, an action that is positive, you will get that energy back. Like, don't forget that. And it comes in unexpected ways.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we're gonna end with that. I hope you feel inspired today to do more of what you love. But before we completely end, we want to share what's happening in the membership this month.
Yes.
And we have a little sale happening in the Radical Broccoli Shop.
Oh my god. Yeah, that's so exciting. So from the 10th of June, we're going to have a weekend summer sale. We're going to have 15% off all the products in the Radical Broccoli Shop, except Anima Mundi. And you will find the most amazing top quality products within wellness, within spirituality, within self-development, health, holistic health. Oh my god, it's such a good shop. And we have chosen the brands that we absolutely love.
Yeah. We're just so sweaty.
We're sitting in the car and dripping of sweat. That's why we have to go soon.
I wish you could see us.
This is like a sauna. And I'm wearing my new dress.
Yeah.
Anyway. So we're going to send out a newsletter for that sale. And that's basically the only way you're going to get the code. So if you want to join that newsletter before the 10th, go to radicalbroccoli.shop and sign up for the newsletter. And you're going to be in on the sale.
Mm.
And then we have a wonderful new month in the membership. Starting today with a heart-to-heart, Tuesday the 7th, with Annette and Suzanne. That's going to be the kommer ut imorgon.
Yeah.
We have a amazing new month in the membership. June, we're in full bloom. We have an online Kundalini Awakening Process session facilitated by Matilda Ritzen, who hosted the podcast last week, and Julia Berg, who are both amazing Kundalini facilitators. Follow them on Instagram and see their incredible work. And then we have a card reading with Annette and Susanna, yours truly. We're going to have like a tarot reading, and we're going to read from the Animal Spirit deck from Kim Krantz. And those decks have given us so much life insight.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it wild?
Yeah, they're fucking amazing.
It's always on point, and it's scary, almost, but it's fun. And then we have Maria Gulset, a fantastic Norwegian spiritual coach. She's also a yoga teacher and just an inspiring being and a model. And she is going to hold a session and a practice for us on embodying our worth. And if there's something that I want to do, it is to embody my worth,
yeah.
Honestly. Because that's going to help me in all areas of my life.
Mm.
And that means, you know, understanding that we are so inherently worthy just by being.
Working from a place of already being good enough.
Yeah.
Already feeling confident. Already just knowing.
Mm.
What kind of energy is that? Boom.
That's everything I want for Christmas and more. And then I have Embodiment Thursday. On Thursday, one dance session to get into the feminine energy, to release emotions, to feel juicy, to feel sexy, to let your body move freely, and to shake off any dust and like ickiness and stuckness that you feel in your life.
Mm.
Is there anything more we have forgotten to say?
We have group mentoring.
Yes!
Which is one of my favorite hours, where we literally go through, everybody shares what they're going through and like life questions, and everybody always has the same kind of theme going on, and we discuss them and we give advice, and it's just really, it's such a heart expanding hour. Wow, I love this membership so much.
Yeah, it's so precious. And our members also share, live and ask questions anonymously. So it's really up to how everyone wants to set up. But it's basically, you get an hour of coaching for free by being a member.
Yeah.
And if you want to try out the membership, we have 10-day free trial, which is so cool. We're seeing so many new members come and try it out. And then, so within 10 days, you will have access to all the sessions that we've ever had in the membership. And the list is so long and it's so good. And then you'll also get to try out those sessions that are in that time frame.
Talking like the membership is one place that where I just feel so proud.
Yeah.
And like, that's how I want to feel in all areas of my work.
Yeah.
I just noticed talking about it now, it's like, I almost feel like it's grown, like it's not something, it's, it just grows or like by itself.
Yeah.
Like on, yeah.
On love.
On love. I just water it.
Yeah, we water it every now and then. We tend to it.
No, we put a lot of work into it.
Yeah, I'm kidding.
Yes, that's amazing. And also check out the shop. Get down on the sale.
Yeah.
Get your favorite incense and t-shirts and everything for the summer. And other than that, we just want to thank you so much for tuning in. We hope that this episode resonated with you and that you enjoyed it. Next week we'll have one of our guests coming on, and it's like every other week thing where we have guests and then we have one episode with us. And
now we need to take.
Now we need to stop because we're literally wet, like so sweating. We're in the car because this was where it was best sound, and it looks like we're back in Costa Rica, maybe even worse.
I'm gonna take a shower now.
Okay, thank you so much for listening. Love you so much, and have a beautiful week.
Have a beautiful week.
Great.
So we're original.
Bye.